Today we're going to be speaking with John Nord, a managing director at Profitable Ideas Exchange. John has worked with a number of expert service clients, including KPMG and Accenture, most notably. John, in your practice, you've had success at not only deepening an engagement with a stakeholder in the form of your client, but also making new friends across the organization and scoping new work in new verticals. How do you do that?
I think for me, the first thing that I always focus on is exceeding expectations. And so for me to have any success in terms of trying to widen my reach across an organization, I need to first exceed expectations with the client that I have. So that's, you know, laser focus in terms of getting an understanding of how they view success, what I can do to help them, not only from a perspective of their company, but actually get to a personal level of, you know, what is it that they're measured on, what are some of the things that they're trying to accomplish, and what can I do to really help their career as well as help the company. And the other thing I would add to that is it's always about offering value. If I can have a meeting with somebody, I want to always lead with something that I can do of value first before I would do anything else.
So it sounds like you're saying that when you have a program manager that's managing you inside a large client, if you can delight them, wow them, then they begin to refer you across the organization? Or do you do things to sort of more proactively push yourself across the organizations into, you know, other domains?
It's a great question. You definitely need to be more proactive than that, because if it were that simple, I think anyone could sell across practices. So there's definitely a rapport that you need to build with your direct people that you're working with, getting an understanding of how they are going to benefit from the projects that you're working on. But it is absolutely proactive. I mean, I actually set goals for myself to try to, you know, see how many people I can meet within the organization so that they can know about the good work that we're doing. And a big thing is actually having confidence in the fact that if your client is happy with what you're doing, they're going to absolutely be willing to share it with others, especially within the organization. And so just having that confidence it makes me very willing to, you know, actually be a little bit proactive in terms of, once I've delivered on value, starting to ask questions about, you know, where else we might be able to help the organization. And again, an important part of that is understanding specifically what that would mean to the people that you work directly with.
Do you ask your clients to refer you to others in the organization, or do you cold call those folks and refer to work you've done with your current client?
Definitely the former. I think that any sort of relationship that we're building with a client, you want it to be built on trust. And even if we know that we can absolutely help another area of the organization, I just think that it works so much better if you have your existing context within the organization aware of the reach outs that you're making. And oftentimes you can ask them a simple question. You can say, hey, I'm interested in seeing if we could help out this part of the practice. How would you like me to go about that? Are you okay if I just reach out to them, or would you like to make an introduction? And at that point, you're including them and giving them the opportunity. Obviously, ideally, they would say, hey, I'd love to introduce you to so-and-so within that department, and you're going to have a warm introduction. But if they happen to not know anyone in that, you can still go ahead and make that outreach and be proactive in terms of trying to help out within the organization, but they're still aware of what you're doing, and you're not excluding them from the process.
So in my experience, you've been quite successful at making new friends in the context of live events, and oftentimes leveling up in that context as well, and talking to an even more senior executive, perhaps in a different part of the organization. How do you think about live events, and how do you sort of prosecute that strategy of making new friends at a live event?
Oh, it's a target-rich environment typically when you're going to a live event, because if they're invited to the event, it means that they, you know, have a lot to offer in terms of subject matter expertise or being a practice out of some sort. So going into it knowing ahead of time as much as you can about the organization, the organizational structure, so that when you do, you know, get a glimpse of a name tag, you have an idea of how you might break into a conversation. But again, I just think it comes back to confidence in knowing the value that we are delivering. I don't think you have to sell to anybody. Oftentimes, people are just interested in hearing if you are working with their firm, with their company. They want to know how it's going. They want to know some of the things that you're doing. And so it really comes down to just telling the story of why you're there. And oftentimes, people are able to connect the dots for themselves then. If they know that we're there helping out with a current project, they're going to be able to say, well, hey, that might be something that I could use you for in one of my projects. And so I think the key there is with any inner department or inner company selling, I guess is a better term, I don't think of it as selling. I don't think of it as asking questions of, hey, would you like to work for us? It's just letting them know what we do for their clients, what we do for them already, and letting them sort of take it from there.
You know, in big organizations, I've seen there are oftentimes political sensitivities. People are up, people are down. Maybe somebody with whom you have a strong relationship doesn't get along with somebody across the organization. How do you navigate that minefield when you're not an insider?
It can be hard. I think what you just said, the fact that you're not an insider, gives you a little bit of rope, if you will, in that you can sort of be apolitical in a sense. But if we're honest about it, you can never truly be apolitical, because if politics exists within an organization, you need to make sure that you're moving across the organization in the right way. And typically what I've found is that horizontal moves work in an organization much better than a vertical move. So if you're trying to get into another organization and you're working with someone in the marketing department, for example, it isn't going to make sense to ask for an introduction to someone at the practice level in another department. Typically, people are well connected within the role or the function that they're serving for that company, and they oftentimes have a pretty close-knit community because they all know what it's like to be doing this for this department versus this department. So definitely moving horizontally within an organization is much more successful than trying to move vertically. But again, I think I'd go back to one of your first questions, which is definitely make them aware of, you know, your interest in moving horizontally, and oftentimes they're going to be willing to help you if you are delivering good work.